as you know, we don't often go in for serious stuff on the show, but today we're making an exception, more or less by popular demand, because a lot of you have written to us about practical problems, such as how can you earn some extra pin money? How can you get started in a business of your own? Well, today I think that we can give you a good example to follow. The gentleman you're about to meet is here to discuss a business firm that is quite new to the American scene and a product. Well, let me show you the product. This is the new, improved number 7 Bunab, B-U-N-A-B. Now, back in March, I received one of these in the mail as a gift from a friend of mine, and with it came a full set of instructions and even a registration card that I had to fill out and mail back to the manufacturer. Now, I got very curious about the whole thing. What had inspired the founder to go into business, how much money they had made, and what sort of plant they'd set up. So I invited the president of the company, Mr. Orville K. Snav, to appear on our program. Now, Mr. Snav was unable to be with us, but he sent in his stead one of the able assistants to the president. And this gentleman has come all the way from Mason City, Iowa, via United Airlines, and you may know him out there as the MC of the radio program Grandma's Disc Jockey. Here's Mr. Al Crowder.
Al.
Let's sit down and discuss this number 7 Bunab, huh? Jim, well, you want to get ready for a close-up of the number 7 Bunab to describe it to you. It is two pieces of insulated wire, such as you would find inside a television set, mayhap, and at the end, some plastic tape in yellow, very, very colorful. And I read the long list of instructions that came with it, and having read it all, Mr. Crowder, I'd still like to ask you, what is it for?
Well, I could only refer to the comments that have been received by the people who have taken taken advantage of our registration service. The uses are countless.
Just countless?
Countless.
Mm-hmm. Well, if this is the new and improved Bunab, what was the earlier Bunab like?
Well, the older model was much more bulky, and, well, we had to stop making the Bunab, the number 8 model.
The number 8 model?
Oh, yes, they go backwards.
Number 8 model was before the number 7
yes.
model.
Mm-hmm. The production of the number 8 ceased on August the 11th, 1903 or 4, we're not sure. The zipper and the plastic and pearl buttons replaced the rawhide thongs and the hooks and eyes of our pioneer ancestors.
Well, I think that maybe the folks would like to see some of the instructions that come with this. It comes in a beautiful styrene case, and then the instructions say, this genuine improved number 7 Bunab will, with reasonable care, give years of trouble-free service. It has been scientifically inspected and checked against the master model at the factory. Number 7 improved Bunab will meet or exceed specifications set up by the industry for accuracy, durability, and simplicity of operation. And it goes on down and talks more and more about it. And it's signed Orville K. Snav, President. Al, it has been suggested by some non-believers that you perhaps are Orville K. Snav himself.
Well, some people have gotten that impression. Our president is very modest and retiring. He prefers to let his work speak for him rather than to go out and accept the acclaim and the honors that have been offered to him.
How much, all kidding aside, how much does the, not that I think you're kidding, you understand, how much does does this new improved number 7 Bunab cost?
Well, the lesson carload price is 48 cents each, or two for a dollar.
48 cents each, or two for a dollar?
Yes.
It's more expensive if you buy two.
Well, if you need two, it's worth it.
Crowder, you started with a very simple idea, two wires and a piece of tape handsomely gotten up. How many of these have you sold?
Around 12,000. I think we have a serial number right here, and it comes out even.
Yes, can we see Can we see this registration card that comes with it? You're required to send back your registration card and the number of the BUNAB and your comments on it. What comments have you had from pleased recipients of BUNABs?
Incidentally, that one has not been sold yet. It's not 12,000 yet.
Oh, yeah.
Our Mr. Clarence Havenga from Chicago, Illinois, reports wonderful. 19 lightning bugs the first night. Our president was real proud of that. Our Mr. George Mason of Albuquerque, New Mexico, received his as a Christmas present, and his comment was, "I was hoping someone would remember." Our Mr. Harold Fair of New York reports, "I have never been more."
I want to tell you this. You spend 47 cents for this, you see. You spend 47 cents or to buy one for yourself or to send it out as a gift. And I think there must be very small profit in this because then following it up over the year, you get at least $2 worth of literature that follows this up. I would like to ask you one other thing. If the folks out there would like to buy a BUNAB, an improved number 7 BUNAB for themselves or for as a gift, where can they send for them?
Well, if they have a BUNAB, right at the bottom of the explanatory sheet blue, as it is called, is the name and address of Orville Case Nav and Associates. Otherwise, they might contact their legal advisor or their doctor or their minister. It's a good chance he's an assistant to the president of Orville Case Nav.
Mr. Crowder brought us some pictures to show of the original factory. Shim, can we rack back real quick and get a picture of the original? Oh, that's right there, huh?
Yes. Now, the small building in the center is the actual factory. The other buildings are the housing for our employees. That picture was taken in 1952 at Boo Gulch.
Now, we see the new factory, the big factory?
Our 1956 factory has just been opened. Oh, no. They're working up capacity.
Mr. Crowder, Al, it has been a great joy having you with us. I think you have one of the most original and delightful minds I have ever encountered. I wish nothing but best luck to the improved number 7 BUNAB. My felicitations to your president, Orville Case Nav.
In the name of our president, I thank you.
Isn't that delightful? Started this crazy thing just for laughs, and it's going, and now it's, you know, great, huge.
Is it possible?
They believe in cordial employee relationships. Now, with real anticipation, I would like to bring you an assistant to the president of this forward-looking company. Oh, we've lost Frank again. We are now going to unveil the newest in the company's line. Here is the special assistant to the president, Mr. Al Crowder. Nice to have you with us.
Well, in the name of our president, I greet you.
In the name of your president, I accept your greetings. Will you sit down, sir, and let us talk about your new invention? First of all, let's go back to the original photograph and identify the area in the plant and the worker. And we see the original foot there.
Oh, that's our extraction room.
That's the extraction room?
Yes.
Who is the man there?
That's poor old Bob. He doesn't have any business in there. And one of the reasons we call that the extraction room, he's trying to extract his fingers from the gears.
I see that. That certainly figures, doesn't it? Well, now, before we see more of the plant, can you explain to us what this new product of yours is?
Shall I show it?
Yes, please, if you will.
The new BUNAB number 4.
BUNAB number 4?
Is a micro-precision dial and pointer.
Dial and pointer?
Yes. Now, it has an adhesive back, and it will stick on almost anything, and it's stuck there. That can be applied to any mechanical, electric, or electronic. It sticks, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I pried it up. Yes. Liz, I just want to make sure that we got a...
It will not work on the hand.
I knew that.
Now, this dial, this pointer, can be adjusted from off to on to give you the setting that works best for the particular application for which it's used.
In other words, you could put this, let's say, on the front of an electric, if you have an electric range that has a lot of dials on the front, you can put this one on.
Yes, that would be an auxiliary dial, and it will help to, in baking or cooking or broiling, you can turn the...
Well, may I point out, sir, and I'm not being argumentative, but may I point out that when a range comes to you, the factory has already installed all the dials that are deemed necessary. Why then do we need this extra dial?
There is a natural desire to obtain more better than the optimum performance of almost anything on the market.
Yes.
And pretty good is fine, but a little bit better is
better.
If you like it to cook that way, yes.
I see. In other words, now the ladies, let's say, buy a Bunab and they put this on the front of their on the front of the range.
Right.
Then if they have that irresistible impulse to monkey with it, even if the instruction book that doesn't tell them to monkey with it, this is the dial they turn.
Yes, by using this dial only, you can follow the recipe exactly, and you'll have success every time.
Well, let's go back and look at another picture here. We saw poor old Bob in the extracting plant. He must have a regular job, does he not? Does he?
Yes,
have a...
we do.
Now, here is poor old Bob in another
room.
That's
his regular job, yes.
What is he doing there, sir?
That's right, adjoining our extraction room. And that's the egg removal implement there.
The egg removal implement?
Yeah, that was made in our own factory. We had to make that.
Why do we need an egg removal implement in your factory?
Well, poor old Don Helbling, who works in the extraction room.
Mm-hmm.
It's rather dark in there, and... he likes to eat egg sandwiches, and sometimes they're not fried real hard, and it's a mess.
It gets on the Bunab.
Yeah.
So we then have, once poor old Don has assembled the Bunabs, then he sends them next door to the egg extraction.
Oh, yeah, we get the egg off them. It wouldn't look right. And
does it also take off ketchup?
Don is allergic to ketchup. He will not use ketchup. It bothers him.
All right. Well, now, these are actually on the market and for sale, these Bunab number fours. How much do they sell for, sir?
They're 98 cents each.
98 cents each?
Yeah, $12 a dozen if you want.
98 cents each, $12 a dozen. It costs more when you buy them in quantity.
Well, if you have a dozen different items that need a dial, you can afford $12.
Yes, it's an art. Yes, I guess that's true. Well, now, where does one go? And I'm serious, because every time Mr. Crowder comes on our show with one of his new products, people write to us and say, where can I buy one to send as a gift? Because it comes in a very nice, what do we call it, styrene case?
Yes.
Styrene case, and it has complete instructions.
Complete directions, yes.
Yes, complete directions.
And applications.
All right. Fine. So, now, where may they buy this Bunab number four?
Well, the vast Bunab empire has more than 1,800 key personnel, assistants to the president throughout the United States and 33 foreign countries. And if you need a Bunab, I would suggest that you contact your spiritual advisor or your legal advisor or your physician. There's a very good chance that he is an assistant to the president.
Well, I will talk to my Lama about it as soon as I possibly can. Now, may we see, I see that you have down here, sir, a Bunab actually applied to an implement.
Yes.
Would you show us the purpose of this, please, sir?
I'll be pleased to. Now, this is an ordinary good ukulele. It's been monkeyed with. No problem.
You just adjust the Bunab.
Thank you.
I would have put one of these on the trunk this morning. It would have improved things vastly. Just don't ever sell one to Arthur Godfrey. He'll drive us all out of the business. Al, it's been a great pleasure having you with us. I'm sure all the assistants to the president were watching today, and do come back again.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Al Crowley. If you would care to read about all the vast Bunab empire, there is an article concerning it in the current issue of Playboy magazine. You can buy it and take it home in a plain wrapper. And you can read all about the Bunab and other very instructive material. No kidding. Well, probably isn't time to sign off, but I have just been overtaken by another project, and I'll see you tonight on I've Got a Secret. Goodbye.
Now, friends, because we are a variety show, so-called, we feel that the more serious subjects are better left to the experts. Now, at CBS, this means the Special Events and Public Affairs departments, both of which are noted for thorough and thought-provoking features and documentaries. Today, however, we are going to take the plunge, and perhaps we'll be in over our depth, but because it concerns some people we admire, people who have shown resourcefulness and courage, we are going to bring you a story about modern industry. In capsule form, we will try to tell you about the struggles and the progress of a typical American company. This particular company has been in operation for 2 years, and in that time, it has put three important products on the market. Now, recently, with what we can only call native daring and determination, the company's president, Mr. Orville K. Snav, decided to enter a new field of production. Now, Mr. Snav could not appear on our program this morning because he is still preoccupied with the problems of retooling his plant, but he sent one of his able assistants here. So let's pay very close attention now to a far-sighted representative of American industry, Mr. Al Crowder. Morning, Al. How are you?
Good morning.
Nice to have you with us again.
Well, thank you. In the name of our president, I greet you.
Thank you. Won't you have a seat now? Let's discuss this a little bit. Before we see your company's new product, which is going to be unveiled on our show today, I understand that your annual 4th of July picnic is something that the executives and employees alike look forward to. I understand you brought us a photograph of the picnic grounds and of our president.
Yes, well, the picnic is still gaining momentum. It's going strong.
This is a picture of our president and the 4th of July picnic. May we see that again, please? I'm not sure I... Well, Mr. Crowder, this is only October the something. Why are you having your 4th of July picnic so early?
No, it's not early. It's been going since June the 20th. I got off to an early start this year.
Oh, I see. And the president is busy there, huh?
Yes, he's very much engrossed in me.
Obviously. Well, could you give us a brief rundown of the three earlier products that your sterling organization has put on the market?
Well, the first commercial product was the improved number 7 Bunab.
The first one was the improved number 7 Bunab?
Yes.
I see. What is the purpose of the Bunab?
The Bunab has been accorded signal acclaim throughout the entire United States, plus 32 foreign countries at this reading. By people who have felt the need of a dependable Bunab.
Have you any testimonials offhand that you can think of from people? You were telling me that Myrna Loy had received one, had something to say about it.
Well, yes, her comment was absolutely dispensable.
All right, now that's one product. Now, what was your second product? This was your first product was the improved number seven
model. Yes.
Now, what is what was your next one?
Our next one was the improved number 6 model.
May I ask why you put number 7 on the market first, then number 6?
Well, the numbers go backwards. We are digressing. One example of the way that this principle works. Our Mr. Jack Jarvis out in Seattle is founder of the Lesser Seattle Club.
Oh, I see. So, actually, he's working way down to just a plain old Seattle Club.
Yes,
Well, that's what I call progress. Well, now, friends, we come for the big moment. The next item is being unveiled on our show. Its design has been kept a closely guarded secret until this very instant. In fact, all of the samples that Mr. Snav sent us came to us wrapped in plain brown paper so that even our backstage crew hasn't known what they have been handling. May I open it, Mr. Crowder?
Well, you please.
Friends, here is the newest... Well, can I have a drum roll, please? Apparently, you have gone to the business of making records. This is a record album.
Well, our president felt the urge to reproduce in hi-fi the same principles and effect of our earlier celebrated number 7 and number 6 models.
Well, now, this says here on the front of it, companion to TV. What is the purpose of this recording?
Well, there's been mood music of all kinds, for all moods, except there's a vast segment of the American public who like to watch TV and also would like to play the phonograph. This is for people who like to play the phonograph while they're watching TV.
This is a recording to listen to watch television by.
Yes.
Very well. Well, now, we have over here a record player. Which side shall I play first, sir, the side 1 and side 2?
Well, the side 1, as you'll notice, is for panel shows, interviews, news, weather, market, and sports. Well,
all right. Let's put it on. This thing tuned up. All righty. Here we go.
Oh, there's a rather long starting groove. You might...
Move it in?
Move it in just a bit, yes. We'll save time that way.
All right.
There we are. Smooth, velvety silence. No interruptions to your TV program at all.
Oh, I see. You put it on and you can watch television at the same time.
At the same time, yes.
Can you tell us the name of... are there different selections on here or is it all one?
No, there. It's a medley.
Yes?
You can realize there's quite a problem keeping 50 musicians quiet for the 30 minutes.
Yes?
Very technical.
Well, now, just to prove that it is a medley and not all one, may I turn the recording over to the other side?
Yes.
I hate to interrupt.
No, it won't matter at all.
All right. Turn over to the other side, which is for dramatic, adventure, mystery, and afternoon serials. And, there we go. I'll put this one in the center, too, so we can get it while it's in full flight.
Some people like this side better, but... ones who have heard it. See, the initiate, some of the inner circle, have heard this record.
Well, what are the name of some of the selections on it, please?
Well, some people have claimed to hear Underneath the Rockies.
Underneath the Rockies?
Yes, and Your Tacit Farewell.
Lovely title.
And Bouncing Marshmallows.
That's the one that's on now, Bouncing Marshmallows.
That's the beat of a heart of stone that's going on now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't recognize it. I would like to read... By the way, I would like to establish that this is actually a record album, and this is actually a real record. And it has quite a long program notes on the back telling you all about this. It is on sale. And the album cover, it says, is from a stage setting designed by Les Simon, from a negative snitch from Kirk's studio, from a photograph by Don Helbling, from a print by Art Reynolds, lettering by Frank Al Helm on KGLO-TV Company Time, engraving by K&A Engraving Company, printed by Stoyles Press. The recording was originally made on tape on a Bristfalig tape recorder in the accordion studios of the Carlton Stewart Music Company. I've never heard of a Bristfalig tape recorder.
Oh, that's not a make. Bristfalig is Swedish for defective.
Well, I wish we had time to play the entire album, Al. But we do have to knock off now. I will tell the audience where they may purchase this, and you may. It's on the market. I want to put the dust jacket on so as not to lose any of the fidelity. And Al, when you return to Mason City, will you give our fondest regards to our president, Mr. Orville K. Snav?
Yes.
And I may keep this, I hope, for my record collection.
For your
collection, yes.
Thank you very much. Mr. Al Crowder, a giant of music. Do you know, I received my first Bunab in the mail from a friend of mine some years ago, and I have since sent out dozens of Bunabs to other friends, people who it's hard to find something that they really need, you know. By the way, the delightful gentleman is also the MC of a radio show called Grandma's Disc Jockey, and in his hometown of Mason City, Iowa, he has, understandably, a very enthusiastic audience. And so Al Crowder and Friends of Nice and Living, if you want to write us for your Bunabs or for your new album, we'll see that you can get them. And by the way, Variety and Playboy are actually reviewing this record in their regular record columns. So look forward to their review.
Folks, you can get those old golds right on your corner, and I hope you'll pick up a carton and enjoy them as much as all the folks that I know. Ken?
You better get started. Herb, we received a letter from a man who said that he taught you how to play the accordion 18 years ago, so we invited him on the show.
That must be Al Crowder.
That's certainly right. And he's from Mason City, Iowa, and his partner is Mr. Carl Schultz, and he's a salesman from Maiden Rock, Wisconsin.
Thank you very much. Hi there.
Hi, Herb.
Al, how you been?
Good to see you again.
Sir, how are you? I'll give you fellas a present, first of all. A carton of these big king-size old golds. They're very mellow. And, boy, it's a long time, Al, since I've seen you. You still teaching the accordion?
Oh, yes, but I'm also an executive now.
Who are you? You working?
Well, yes.
Start off by asking those kind of questions, don't we?
Yes, sir.
Well, what kind of executive are you doing? I mean, are you with General Motors or some of them?
No, I'm assistant to the president of Orville K. Snab and Associates.
Orville K. Snab. Uh-huh, that sounds like... What kind of a business are they in, anyways?
Well, we produce the Bunab.
Uh-huh. Bunab. I have run across... What is that again?
Well, it's two special... Well, not so special wires taped together and...
You got me interested in the darn thing. Now, what does it do, anyways?
Well, frankly, it doesn't do anything. It's
you don't do nothing at all. Anything.
No.
It sounds sort of like a brother-in-law. You're not selling these. What are you doing? I mean, the thing just don't do anything, and you're selling it, and you have a real good thing going there.
It's very popular, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you've struck on something there. If you can do that, I mean, you really got something good for it. Well, it sounds like a kind of unusual deal. What do you get for them?
Well, they sell, in less than carload lots, they sell for 48 cents each, mm-hmm. or two for a dollar.
Well, it seems to make sense. That way you're better off to buy two of them. You don't have to fool with the change.
That's
that way.
Right.
That's a good way to be. No fun of it like that.
Saves time right from the beginning.
Sure. You got one of the Bunabs on you there? You could take a look at it?
I brought one along. This is a special gift from our president.
Oh, boy.
And it's number 10,000, serial number 10,000.
Oh, that's a dandy there. That is, I think it is. I mean, I don't know. Can you get a little squint at it? I'd like to have you see that. That's the whole thing there, is it then? Can you folks see it there? It's, maybe I better open it up. It won't interfere with the performance of it, will it?
No, it'll work just as well, I'm sure.
Just a good open, huh? That's the whole thing there? That's a dandy. Has this one been inspected or anything? Because I don't want to get a faulty one here.
No, I'm sure you'll find that's in excellent condition.
That's all there is to it, huh? Well, I'm glad. It sounds like a swell idea. It seems like you ought to clean up on them. It is a beautiful setup. What are you going to... this one says improved model. How does it differ from the old one?
Oh, that's much better. See, the first one didn't work. It didn't do anything. This one does even less.
This does less than the first one.
Yes.
Which didn't work at all. Well, you've got a good selling point there, I'll tell you that. You hit on something really good there. Well, are these things available to the general public, or what do you have to
defense
do?
Well, defense orders come first, of course.
It's the end. I suppose that you got the priorities that come first on a thing like that, no doubt.
That's, uh-huh.
Dandy looking outfit, too. It'd be very nice. Where are they manufactured at? Where do you...
Well, our factory and our main laboratories and the Hall of Science, which adjoins the main laboratory, are located in Mason City, Iowa.
I see. Well, it is something. You got your own Hall of Science and main laboratories, and you're turning this thing out.
That's
uh-huh.
Right.
Well, it just goes to show you what American know-how will do if you don't know how. I mean, there it is. You got something good there. Well, that's the Bunab. Well, if anybody wants a Bunab, why, don't know where to get them, huh? Mason City. That's a dandy, too. I hope this will last a lifetime.
It's guaranteed, Herb.
Guaranteed, that's fine. You don't say for what, but it's guaranteed,
yes,
all right.
Money back, guaranteed.
Money back, that's nice. Well, now I better move on to your pal here now, your partner.